This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 106, featuring Linda Formicelli of TheRenegadeWriter.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. This is Justin Mollick, your host and personal reader. But I'm not reading to you today because this is the week-long celebration of my 100th episode, and probably the last day, actually. I had planned to write my own content on gratitude because I've been doing a daily gratitude journal for 6 months now, but I hadn't really come up with the outline or exactly what I was going to say. And by chance, I met Linda Formicelli of The Renegade Writer, who has a new book coming out on April 18th, called How to Do It All, The Revolutionary Plan to Create a Full, Meaningful Life While Only Occasionally Wanting to Poke Your Eyes Out with a Sharpie. I love that title. So by chance, there's a chapter in there on gratitude that does a better job than I could have done if I wrote about it. So I asked her if she'd be interested in reading it to you, and she said yes, and got it done super quickly just for you. And speaking of gratitude, thank you so much, Linda, for taking the time out of your day to do this just for us. It really means a lot, and I know what a huge pain it is to sit down and find silence and read out loud with as few of mistakes as possible, and then deal with software and editing and all that stuff. So again, thank you, and I'm really excited to read your book. And for you, the listener, since the book isn't out yet, there's an early notification list, and if you jump on that, you'll get an invite to our super secret Facebook group. So to do that, head on over to oldpodcast.com/Linda, and you can get on there. And I think that's enough of an intro, so let's hear about gratitude straight from Linda and start optimizing your life.
Chapter 16, Practice Extreme Gratitude. You've heard the advice to start a gratitude journal more times than you can count. If you're not doing it by now, there's probably a good reason. Maybe you know deep inside it wouldn't help you right now. You're having trouble with the concept of gratitude. Gratitude for what? For having a cold, a demanding boss, and a whiny kid? Or you're just not that into it? Or it may be that whatever you try to do, it seems like everyone is trying to stop you and the universe is throwing obstacles in your way. You go to borrow a book from the library for your become well-read desire, and there's a 3-month waiting list. You order Japanese language learning materials, and the package gets lost in the mail. You try to fulfill your do-it-all desire of entertain, and 10 people show up to your ugly sweater party without RSVPing, so you have to scramble feverishly for more appetizers and favors. What's there to be grateful about? If your do-it-all motivation is being derailed by feelings that the world is against you, I know a different kind of gratitude practice that can help more than ye old gratitude journal. Let's use the desire become well-read as an example. Say you're reading a biography of some historical figure on an e-reader like a Kindle, Nook, or iPad. Now, stop and think about that book. To get the biography into your hands, a writer, editor, proofreader, book cover designer, ebook designer, publicity team, and more worked for weeks and weeks. Employees of the utilities company sent electricity to all these people's homes and businesses and also to your home to charge that e-reader. Other people designed, built, marketed, packaged, transported, and sold the device you're reading this on. Workers at the plastics and metal manufacturing plants created the materials that make up your device. Workers at the mint printed the money you used to buy this book. And if your e-reader is clad in a leather cover, an animal gave its life for that. Thousands of strangers worked countless hours in order for you to enjoy a book as part of your do-it-all plan. Feeling less like the world is against you now? The exercise above is part of a form of Japanese therapy called Nikon. The basic structure of Nikon therapy involves asking yourself three questions. 1. What did I receive from others today? 2. What have I given to others today? 3. What troubles and difficulties did I cause others today? The beauty of this exercise is that you can do it anywhere. You can focus on current activities or past events, and you can reflect on different people in your life. And unlike the traditional generic gratitude journal, it can help you in your do-it-all quest by showing you in undeniable detail how much support you really have in your life, which offers a happiness boost with a dose of motivation to boot. There are many more people and animals and things helping you than hindering you in your goals. A Nikon practice can help derail the inevitable stress of a do-it-all life, too. Though Nikon wasn't developed as a mental health exercise, Japanese therapists have found that Nikon therapy does help treat mental health issues like depression and anxiety. For example, 65% of participants in the 2004 study were less depressed after intensive Nikon therapy, and a 2005 study concluded that Nikon therapy is extremely effective for helping people with panic disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. The first time I tried this Nikon exercise, I was shocked to discover that, 1. Despite my carping whenever the universe doesn't conform to my expectations, I'm being nurtured and served by thousands of people, animals, and things. 2. If I were to create a pie chart, the section for Linda receives would dwarf the tiny slice that says Linda gives. And 3, I cause inconvenience to others in a multitude of ways, from holding up a line of caffeine-deprived people while digging for change at the cafe register, to ousting a cat from its sleeping place so I can sit. When it comes to powering your do-it-all attitude, it makes sense to reflect on what you receive from others and what you've given to others on any given day. But why bother with reflecting on how you've inconvenienced others unless you want to give yourself a guilt complex? I once interviewed Greg Creech, author of Nikon, Gratitude, Grace, and the Japanese Art of Self-Reflection, and he told me that even if we recognize and appreciate all that we receive every day, we still tend to have a sense of entitlement, a sense that we earned and deserved these things. Being aware of the mistakes we've made and the suffering we've caused in the world can increase our gratitude quotient. That sense of gratitude leads to a bump in energy and motivation, according to an article on Gaia.com, perfect for your quest to do, experience, and see all the awesome and fun stuff you can cram into your life. I've included a Nikon worksheet in this book. Test out a daily practice and see if it helps you feel better, get motivated, and get more done that will let you craft a rich and rewarding life.
You just listened to a chapter from How to Do It All, the revolutionary plan to create a full, meaningful life while only occasionally wanting to poke your eyes out with a Sharpie, by Linda Formicelli, read to you by Linda Formicelli herself. Thank you again, Linda, for doing that so quickly just for us. It means a lot. And it's funny because I was going to end this special week with some insights about my 6 months of doing a gratitude journal. And her chapter starts right out by talking about a gratitude journal and the struggle of doing it, which I totally related to. And that's when I was like, yeah, I think this is exactly what I was looking to write, except it's already done for me. So that worked out really well. And again, you can get on the notification list and be part of her super secret Facebook group. Just head over to oldpodcast.com/Linda and you can be part of it there. Before we go, I'm giving away a book in less than 1 week, and it's going to be to a random email subscriber on my list. So if you want it and have the best chances of winning, now's the time to join when my mailing list will be the smallest size ever. So to get in, just visit oldpodcast.com, or the quickest and easiest way is to simply text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. You'll get some free stuff from me, and you'll automatically be entered to win a book on the first of every month. So that is it. I guess my next milestone is episode 365, or maybe 366 since it's leap year. I might do something special for episode 200, but I think the 1 year mark is my next big goal, especially since time is flying. And I'm hoping I can do the show that long. It would be a dream come true. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen every day and to hear these amazing authors in a quick format and giving your eyes a break from reading a computer screen. I'm happy to read this to you. And here's to another 100 episodes of Optimal Living Daily. I'll catch you tomorrow, back to our usual Silver Sunday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.